Hi, welcome back to Firm Foundations. I'm John Goodell with Keller Williams Realty. I'm here with Paige Sturgeon of Granite Mortgage and our special guest, Martial Filan. Dr. Filan is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and we're so glad to have you here. We're really looking forward to talking to you today.
And thank you for having me on the show, John and Paige.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do? I mean, marriage and family therapist, that sounds pretty straightforward, but can you tell us about what you're doing currently?
Sure. Well, what I really seek to do is to try to provide people with solutions for life, emotional, relational, spiritual solutions. I do that through meeting with couples, individuals, men, women, and adolescents, and also by integrating the Holy Word of God into the professional therapy that I am trained in with the secular theories to help people. But because I have degrees in theology as well as marriage and family, I bring them both together to provide hope, help, and healing to their area of need.
Well, our show is about home, which we define as relationships. So anything that helps build the relationship, especially bringing in the Word of God, fits in perfectly.
Exactly. So,
well, and God is all about relationships, John.
That's right. And how did you get started in this?
Well, actually, in doing counseling itself, happened back in the mid-90s when a number of couples in my church, in my Sunday school class, were starting to get divorces. And it broke my heart. I have had struggles and challenges in my marriage, as many people have. And so I wanted to try to reach out and try to help these couples. And I felt so inept. And I had, again, my graduate theological training, and I did take counseling courses, but I felt so inept when I tried to come alongside these couples and help. And so, you know, I said to myself, if I ever had an opportunity to go back to school, study something, it would be to study marriage and family counseling. And as God would have it, that door opened for me shortly after that, and I was able to study marriage and family at the doctorate level, doctor of ministry. I'm not a psychologist.
Wonderful.
My degree is a doctor of ministry, marriage and family studies, but I was able then from there to go back and do more study in here in San Diego in the for a master's degree required by the state of California to become a licensed therapist.
So you had your doctorate, but you had to go and get a master's.
Yes, I did. Interesting how that works. Probably because it was a doctor of ministry versus PhD.
Right,
it was
right.
A little different degree.
Specialized.
A little unique, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any particular passion that you have? You mentioned, you know, helping people with their relationships.
Yes. Marriages are my passion. Really helping couples, helping premaritals, people who are considering marriage, to really make the most of what God has intended for the family and for couples. You know, having a healthy marriage is really, it's hard, dirty work. And it's not easy. And, you know, we're a lot of times not taught how to do family, how to do marriage.
Well, yeah,
we watch and we learn by default from our parents. But nowadays, with so much dysfunction from the previous generation, there are a whole generation of kids that have come from broken homes or single parent homes. And I've had many couples tell me, I don't know how to be a wife. I don't know how to be a husband. I don't know how to be a dad.
Unfortunately, I think we get most of our training from TV and the media.
That's right.
You know, I love Christian music, and there's a song out, and one of the lines is, what if as people prayed, what if we turned to Jesus and stopped asking Oprah what to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's
right.
It's true in all the talk shows and soap operas, right?
Yeah, if we can turn to the author who designed us and who designed marriage, who created marriage in the first place, we can find solutions to these problems.
So how do you do that? I mean, what's the process that you go through? I mean, you listen to a lot of problems, a lot of negativity. I mean, how do you process all of this?
Well, when a couple first come in, I like to do a series of assessments in terms of giving me a picture of where they're at. I do that both through written assessments and also through oral. They're telling me their stories and what's going on, their families of origin. What was their parents? What was their home like? What was the marriage like for their parents? What did they see modeled or not, you know, modeled, or if there wasn't, you know, good role models? What was it like for them? And then do a personal assessment of their history. history. Tell me about your life growing up. What was it like for you to grow up in your parents' home? How was it for you in elementary school? Were there any diagnoses of mental illness, breakdown, sexual abuse, molestation, those kinds of things? And then progressing on from elementary school on through middle school, high school, and then young adulthood that led to then their meeting their spouse. And then how did they meet? And did they go through premarital counseling? How long did they date? Did they live together? Those kind of things. And then what the problems are that they're dealing with that brought them into counseling. And together with that background and then also the written assessments, I put that all together and then give them a roadmap of what I think would help them most at this point as we move forward.
So do you use the Bible when you counsel people, Marcel?
I do. Mm-hmm. My training enables me to speak with anybody who is, whether they're believers or not. But God brings me mostly Christian people, people who are believers. And so, but early on, when I first meet with a couple, and this is why I do the assessments, I kind of tread lightly on that because I don't know whether they're spiritual right. or not, whether they're mm-hmm. Christian or not. But once I, when I introduce myself, I tell them a little bit about my background, and I right. tell them that I am trained in theology as well as marriage and family therapy and the secular theories, and that I can use both, therefore, in helping them if that's what they would like. Right. And then that's when they say, oh, yeah, well, we're Christians, or, oh, yeah, we want that. You know, that's mm-hmm. why we sought you out. And I say, oh, okay, great, no problem. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure. But until that happens, then I tread lightly because I don't have to use the Bible, but it really cramps my style if I can't. Mm-hmm. If they don't want me to. But most of the people that I see, I probably say 95% of those who come to me are seeking out someone who believes like they do, who's a Christian, who believes the Bible and will use the Bible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you affiliated with any Christian organization, church, or?
Organizations, counseling, I'm a member of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, okay. and also the American Association of Christian Counselors, the AACC, which is about 8,000 members nationwide.
And if somebody is struggling or they want to talk to somebody, they want to talk to you, so they just give you a call?
Yes, I am a one-man office. They don't have to go through a secretary. When they call me, they can leave a confidential voicemail on my cell phone. I'm the only one who answers that phone. And my goal is to give them good service. And I try and I work real hard to get back to whoever calls me within 24 hours, John.
So if you would like to talk to Dr. Marcel Filon, you can give him a call at 619-212-5222. You can also go to his website, which is www.marcialfilon.com.
That's a good way to find out more about me if they would like.
Yeah, absolutely. And are there, I'm sure you see some issues over and over again. You know, there must be some commonality to the types of things that you help people deal with. What are some of the issues that you help people deal with?
Yeah. Because marriage is my passion and that's the way that I present my work, a lot of times it's couples that seek me out, mm-hmm. Couples who may be struggling with, probably the highest thing that I see is couples struggling with communication and conflict resolution. Because if you can't communicate, you're not going to be able to resolve conflict. Or their conflict has escalated such to the point that it has become volatile and sometimes even violent. And so they then, recognizing their need for help, will give me a call to say, hey, you know what, we're just not doing it right, and we need to learn some tools on how to do that. And anger management is also a subspecialty of mine, and so I can integrate anger management along with good communication and marriage conflict resolution skills, and so I can help them with that. Also, John Page, I see couples who come in having struggled with adultery. Affairs are very common in our society today, as well as men who have fallen to pornography, mm-hmm. and they're wanting to recover from that. And it is most damaging to especially the wife and the violation of trust that's taken place, you can imagine, yes. After because marriage is founded on trust.
Right.
And when that has been broken, it's very difficult. It can be restored, but it's not an easy process. You know, I say the trust is built over time, but it's lost in a minute. Yeah. It can be lost in a minute.
I think the saying is a reputation takes a lifetime to build, but, you know, seconds to destroy.
Yeah.
You know?
It can. And so so couples have fallen to that, and so they come seeking out help. The other thing that I see a lot of, and again, it could be because of some of the my internet information, is I do work with a lot of people on anger. You know, at one point when I started working in this area, I call it, it was the age of rage. You know, back when postal, people were going postal. You remember that phrase?
Right, yeah.
Because things haven't changed a whole lot. Now they're not only postal, they're on military bases or schools or wherever. Mm-hmm. But anger and rage is just out of control, be it maybe, I don't know, the way that the high-tech society is such, you know, the high-tech, low-touch. You know, people are just...
The way we communicate, you're talking about communicate, is the non-personal way that we communicate.
Sure. That's right.
People
texting or everything that we do, email. I don't know. A lot of clients I don't talk to anymore. The younger generation especially.
Or families that don't sit down to dinner together or don't really communicate.
And I tell you, it's so sad. I was having dinner with my family one night at a local restaurant, and I saw a family sitting across a booth from us, and there was a husband, a wife, and two kids, and the husband and wife were on their phone the whole time, and the kids were playing video games. They're out having dinner, family dinner, but nobody's talking to each other.
They're not really together.
It was sad. I just pointed out, boy, honey, look at that. Oh, man, broke my heart.
So there's no communication, but then sometimes there's communication that I might communicate differently than, say, Paige does. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm trying to communicate to him, he's not receiving my communication, and vice versa. He's communicating back to me, and I'm not receiving his communication. Do you see a lot of that type of thing?
We do, and because so often, you see, good communication involves sending a message and receiving a message. It's just like on our cell phones. Right. We were talking about technology a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many of us would drop a call, and we're talking away, you know, and the other person's not even there. You know, we don't even know it. Well, that's because they can't receive the message because they've lost their signal or whatever. Well, in communication, it happens the same way. We don't know how to talk good, and we don't know how to listen good. Mm-hmm. And so these are breakdowns that happen often in marriages and in families.
I know for my wife travels a lot for business, and we have very different styles as far as communicating. I want to touch base frequently, but only for a few minutes or a short period of time, you know, just, hey, how you doing? I just want to, you know she's there and we connect, but it's a very fast, you know, and whereas she can go a long period of time without talking to me. But then when we talk, she wants to talk for a long time. Uh-huh. And, you know, now we both realize that. So it's okay. But before that, we recognize that, I think there was some frustration on the parts of both of us. Mm-hmm. So we've got to go to a break, but we'll be right back and we'll talk some more with Dr. Martial Filmon. Let me go home.
Paige Sturgeon of Granite Mortgage is co-host of Firm Foundations on KPRZ. These days, it makes a difference who you call to finance your home. When you call Paige, you receive attentive personal service. Paige is accessible and local. Granite Mortgage has stood the test of time during all the gyrations of the market. Even when others have come and gone, you can trust Paige and his team. He loves working with KPRZ listeners. Getting a mortgage is much different than in your parents' day. There are more options, which means you need wise counsel to help you choose the best home loan financing for your family. And there's no substitute for experience and good communication. If you count on an impersonal computer transaction, you may miss out on the best home financing plans for your family. Call Paige Sturgeon on his direct line at Granite Mortgage at 619-718-9909. For your no-obligation phone consultation, call Paige, 619-718-9909.
Got to go home. Let me go home.
Hi, you're listening to Firm Foundations. I'm John Goodell with Keller Williams Realty and localrealestategurus.com. I'm here with Paige Sturgeon of Granite Mortgage, and our guest today is Dr. Martial Filmon. Martial Filmon, you are a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Yes, I am, John.
Yes,
Thank you.
And we're enjoying this conversation. This show, Firm Foundations, is about home. We've defined home as a relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, your neighbors, your community. And, of course, that's kind of your specialty is relationship. So it fits in very well with what we do here, mm-hmm. and we're very happy to have you here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, too, Marcel, is do you also deal with the issues of addictions in relationships?
I do quite a bit. Unfortunately, that's another one of the, I guess I'll call it a scourge in our society, is addictions. Alcohol, drugs, pornography, mm-hmm. Pretty rampant. And I see a lot of that in terms of affecting families and couples, individuals. And so I try to help them to get free of those addictions. And again, with the training that I have, both secular and spiritual, my approach is primarily, though, in helping them to learn the principles of spiritual warfare in dealing with these. Mm-hmm. I'm also a very firm believer in support groups. Like, I know excellent groups like Celebrate Recovery, For Men Only, For Women Only, mm-hmm. AA, Narcotics Anonymous. I really am a big supporter of going into a group with other people who are seeking to overcome the same things, preferably within the Christian context, spiritual. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, mm-hmm. AA and a lot of these programs, they're spiritual programs.
Right.
They may
it's
not
called
be
the higher power.
Right. They may not be Christian, but they are spiritual.
Mm-hmm. And I think that brings up a good point, because when you try to do it by yourself, it's so difficult to overcome addictions, but trying to do it on your own without a group of people, you know, and having someone to mentor you and to help you and encourage you, I think it's very important. And dealing with Ironman, because I've heard you speak at Ironman, which is the men's ministry at The Rock.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I've just seen the effect of what you've taught about anger management, mm-hmm. and about what God says about family and relationships. He created us to be in relation with one another, to be in community with one another. That's why he made Eve, right?
That's right.
So, and it's not, I'm even for me, it's a work in progress, because a lot of men don't know what it means to be a man of God. And so, and I'm continually learning that, and I'm passionate about that for my boys, that I can teach them and be their role model to understand what it means to be a spiritual leader of the home. Mm. Not by just my words, but by my actions.
That's right. That's so vital.
Well, men, for whatever reason, we grow up thinking that we can do it ourselves.
That's right.
And that, you know, asking for help or reaching out to somebody else is a sign of weakness or something.
Right. Or even trying to get directions at the gas station, right?
they say that, was it Moses wouldn't have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years if he would have been willing to stop and ask for directions.
That's right. Good point. Amen.
but you're right. We men, John, as you were saying, our pride keeps us from going into counseling. In my own story, my life, my marriage was falling apart 2.5 years into marriage. And the hardest call I ever made was the call to say, to call a counselor to say, my marriage is falling apart, I need help. But it was the best call I ever made. Mm-hmm. And it changed my marriage. I probably wouldn't have been married 38 years now in a row to the same lady had we not done that. Mm-hmm. But it was hard for me to make that call. Mm-hmm. But the best call I could have ever made.
Yep.
If you're listening today and you feel like maybe you need to make that call, pick up your phone and call Dr. Marcel Fallon. His number is 619-212-5222. Again, 619-212-5222.
And I was reading your bio, Marcel, and when I was reading it, I all the experience you have, it's amazing. I mean, I read about that you worked with Dr. David Jeremiah at Shadow Mountain Church.
Yes, I did.
And then you also have background in prison ministries with Chuck Colston. So why don't you tell us a little bit about those experiences?
Well, actually, Paige, my first career was at a prison ministry. And part of the reason why I also how I got into counseling is I knew that if I was going to be working in prison ministry, I'd need a lot of counseling. So I took a lot of counseling courses while I was in seminary, working on my Master's of Divinity degree. And so right out of seminary, I went to work, had the privilege of working with Chuck Colston. And what a wonderful experience, man of God that he is now in heaven with God. Yeah. And but what a stalwart of the faith and a champion for Jesus Christ. Wonderful testimony and example. And so working in that prison ministry, I was able to see the Word of God transform many prisoners' lives. And that's what my life was about in terms of bringing a transformation through Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. rehabilitation mm-hmm. through the gospel. And so I was very active in that for over 20 years. And it was midway, about 15 years into that career, that God started laying on my heart the counseling work.
Mm-hmm. And what about with Pastor David Jeremiah, that experience at Shadow Mountain?
Yes. What started there was while I was working on my doctorate in marriage and family studies, I started volunteering in the lay counseling ministry that was founded there and in Pastor Jeremiah's church. And I started volunteering. And then when they needed somebody to come and work inside the church in the family ministries department to do counseling and also other work in terms of support groups and things, I got a call, an invitation to join the staff there, which I did in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And I worked as first associate pastor under a wonderful friend and mentor, Dr. Ken Nichols, mm-hmm. and who was a psychologist. And he mentored me and really taught me a lot. And then he retired in the year in 2008 and passed the mantle to me. And mm-hmm. I served there just as a pastor of family ministries until 2011.
Oh, that's awesome. So, I mean, your background, I mean, with all these, the degrees and the experience, that's someone who I'd want to go get counseling from, you know, if I was having marital issues or addictions or whatever. So praise God you're here. We're thankful you're here to share what you do.
Well, thank you,
and
Paige.
We're here to support you.
Appreciate that. Thank mm-hmm. you very much.
Yeah. Well, I'm impressed that while you're counseling, you bring in the great counselor.
That's right. That's one of his names. That's right.
That's right. And that's one thing that I want to acknowledge and I do with couples is that Jesus is the healer. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a friend who I used to always compliment him, and he said, "Oh, no, don't compliment me." He says, "You know, Mother Teresa, when she was complimented, she used to say, 'I'm just a pencil in the hand of God.'" And this fellow used to say, "I'm not even a pencil. I'm just the eraser." Jesus is a healer. I'm just an instrument to point people. I tell people that I'm one beggar who's leading other beggars to bread, and mm-hmm. I found bread.
That's it.
And what God has done in my life with my experiences, both having struggled myself with mm-hmm. alcohol and drug addiction, mm-hmm. pornography addiction, mm-hmm. marriage, you know, mm-hmm. it's tough. I know what it's like to be there. And so not only personally do I know what helped me, mm-hmm. but also then in training professionally, I've been able to learn and fine tune those things and add those into counseling with my theology background and then the professional training to integrate those together and help mm-hmm. people.
It's powerful.
Is there any scripture in particular that inspires you or that you bring forth in your discussions?
When I'm working with folks? Mm-hmm. Well, it really depends on their need.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was with a client this morning struggling with fear. And in our church Sunday, we heard a wonderful sermon from Psalm chapter 27 on fear. And I referred that person to that scripture mm-hmm. and also to the online sermon that's there at mm-hmm. the Shadow Mountain Church website uh-huh. mm-hmm. to listen to that sermon. What a blessing that would be. I've shared that with a couple of clients this week since having heard that message on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on the need. Mm-hmm. Often, one of my favorite verses has always been, I mentioned my own struggle with addiction and alcohol and drugs. You know, I got into prison ministry, Paige, is I was on my way to prison back in the early 70s mm-hmm. For drugs and alcohol. Mm-hmm. And my dependence and abuse of those. And so it was in that process while I was going through the courts that I really gave my life to Jesus Christ. And God spared me from a life of prison and drugs. He set me free.
Yep.
So John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, mm-hmm. if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Mm-hmm. And he whom Son sets free is free indeed. That has been my life verse, in a sense, to set captives free, he set me free. Mm-hmm. And what he's done for me, he can do for anybody. And so I also mm-hmm. try to help couples to see that, you know, God wants to help you. He wants to set you free from habits, from hang-ups, from hurts, from lifestyle issues that you may have and be struggling with in your marriage. You don't have to get stuck in your pain. You don't mm-hmm. have to get stuck in the hopelessness and despair. Jesus Christ came to set you free, and he can offer that, and he'll give that freedom to anyone who's willing to follow him.
Amen.
Because that is a conditional clause.
Right.
He says, if you are my disciple, mm-hmm. if you're my follower, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
That's right.
It's such a beautiful thing in the way God works. Mm-hmm. You were describing a little bit about your life there, and in your despair when you were, you know, shackled in those chains.
Yeah.
That God used to change your life.
He did.
And then through you, change other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And you go back and you look, and it's like that negative, bad thing has been turned into something beautiful and wonderful.
Yes. And that's one of the, reminds me of one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8, 28 and 29. You know, we all know that scripture. We hear it, that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, the reason why all things work together for good is, and why God allows trials in our lives, mm-hmm. is so he can bring them to good, but also ultimately to make us more like Jesus, because I believe that's the only biblical goal for the Christian life, to be conformed, which is Romans 8:29. Mm-hmm. We all know Romans 8:29, but we forget Romans 8. I'm sorry, we know 28, but we forget 29, mm-hmm. that those whom he called, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. He wants to shape and mold us into the image of his son so that we can experience the abundant life that Jesus said he came to give us and he wants us all to have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, he wants us to make a choice, mm-hmm. a choice for him.
Yep.
And he wants us to have a love relationship with mm-hmm. him and with each other. And the only way that you can have a love relationship is if there is a choice, and you have to have faith involved in it too.
That's right.
So I look at a lot of the bad things in this world is that they're there because we're given that choice, and it's an essential choice. Otherwise, we can't learn to love him and love each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, we suffer through that. But I think that he sees the bigger picture, that the great glory of us coming together with him eternally. And so our suffering for a short period of time, I guess, is worth that price, mm-hmm. you know, that.
Yeah, that reminds me of what Paul said, John, and that these light and momentary afflictions don't even compare to the eternal glory.
That's right.
Yeah. So if somebody comes to you, what does it cost them?
I work on what's called a sliding fee scale, John, based on the gross annual income of the household and number of dependents. I try to work with people within budgets. We know money is tight for a lot of folk. And so I work with them based on their annual income. I slide that based on that. And then even within that, I don't rigidly stick to that. If they say, well, this is how much I make, and I tell them this is the fee, and they say, well, I really can't afford it. I say, well, what can you afford? And let's see mm-hmm. if we can't work something out. God called me to pursue ministry, not money. I have to make a living, as
right.
we all do.
Yeah.
But he's called me to pursue ministry, not money.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Martial Filon. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to speak with him, call him at 619-212-5222. We hope that the words today were blessing to people. Our show is called Firm Foundations here on KPRZ, and our goal is to help people build stronger homes. Mm-hmm. I'm John Goodell. I'm here with Paige Sturgeon and our guest today, Martial Filon. We hope to talk to you again next week.
Listen for Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ. Call John Goodell of Keller Williams Realty at 619-895-0389. DRE license number 01340411. You can reach mortgage planner Paige Sturgeon at Granite Mortgage, 619-718-9909. These are professionals who've stood the test of time. They'll guide you home. Learn more at SanDiegoGurus.com.